Joining us now on the Lely Radio Sports page, we have Ashlyn Van Manen. She is a senior wrestler for the Newton Girls Wrestling Team. Ashlyn, thanks for spending time with us today.
Yeah, thank you for letting me be here.
So you had your first meet, and you came out, and you got first right away. 23 teams at this meet. Talk a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, it was a good experience. Like, overall, all the girls that from our team wrestled really good, even for the first years. We placed fourth overall as a team, so that's really high. And we had people place about every single weight class, I believe.
Yeah. Now, this was at Sigourney Kyoto, and this is the first year you wrestled at 235, right?
Yes, I've wrestled 235 in the past just to, like, fill weight brackets, but this is the first time I've ever wrestled in a tournament.
Okay. Was it a lot different than 190 where you wrestled last year?
It was kind of different at 190. I mean, there's a lot more competition at 190 that I had last year. A lot of the girls, more technique and more muscle at 190. 235, it's more cardio. I would say more endurance wrestling.
Okay. All right. So what did you work on in the off season?
What I worked on was just CrossFit. I ended the season last year with a sprained ankle or like a sprained ligament. So I took a couple months to like recover. And then right after June, I just started like doing CrossFit. No wrestling. I was kind of scared to put on my shoes this season, but just like building up my confidence, building up muscle and endurance really helped me. I feel so much stronger now and ready to go. I really think this is going to be a good year for us and the team.
Yeah. So have you seen some growth amongst all the team members here?
Yes, I believe as a team, we are closer as a team aspect, just relationship-wise. And just like working in the room together, we push each other every single day. And it's really cool to see like even the new girls just learning so much and being able to like teach people. Like, I now feel like I'm in a position to like be able to help more with like things that, like, I normally wouldn't be as confident in.
Yeah. Are you kind of out there recruiting wrestlers, too, for Coach Jarvis?
Yeah, I try to, but, like, wrestling is such a new sport. People are like, oh, I want to, but, like, I'm not going to be good at it. So, like, we're still, like, in that, like I would say, like, that lukewarm place of just, like, not knowing what's going to happen next. But we had, I believe, we had almost over 30 girls on the roster.
Yeah, that's quite that's a pretty good showing, really.
It is from, like, I think we had, like, 23, maybe. I'm not sure what numbers we had last year, but, like, significant growth and just, like, to keep that growing because my freshman year, I think we had 13 girls. Yeah. So it keeps growing every single year, and it's cool to see what it'll be in the next 5 years or so.
Is there any meet coming up that you're really looking forward to?
I would say, any of the meets, like, I know I have a lot of girls who I'm competitive with. Yeah. Like, the two girls, like, I'm usually competitive, both placed at state last year, so I'm really ready to, like, wrestle them. Mm-hmm. So, like, DCG and, like, Southeast Polk, I think those will be some good matches for me.
Okay. And what do you hope to improve on as you go on through the season?
I think what I, like, hope to improve on is just, like, learning and like being a good teacher because like, yeah, this is going to be my last year and I want to do good, but also like I want to lead the team better than what we started. So
is it kind of nice being, you know, one of the first, you know, classes, you know, being one of the first classes to go through this?
It's, yeah, I think like I am truly blessed to be in this position of being like one of the first. So like you can really just like set the foundation and like of like what you want to do for the team.
And what's the best thing you could tell a young wrestler coming onto the squad?
It's okay to lose. It is 100% okay to lose. I tell the girls, losing is learning, and that's something that like you don't realize. Like, I honestly, last year we wrestled Sigourney and I placed second. And coming off of the season, I qualified for state as a sophomore. I was like, this is going to be my season. In the finals, I lost at the meet last year. Yeah. And what I learned from that, like, I was kept, like, locking my hands. So I got disqualified from the match. So, like, losing is learning. And, like, I always tell them, like, winning is kind of ego building. because then you're just setting yourself up for when you do lose, you're going to like feel terrible about yourself. But like when you lose more, you want to look back at the matches that you lost because you screwed up, and the girl, you might have caught yourself something and something that you shouldn't have done. So that's how you lost. So winning, like, you're just going to look at it as a win. You're not going to look at them like, oh, I could do that better more. You're going to look at the matches that you lose more. So, like, it's okay to lose. It's okay to have a losing record the first couple of years, because I had a losing record my first year. Yeah. So just, like, I wish somebody told me that, like, losing is learning.
Losing is learning and losing is growth.
Yeah.
There you go. So,
yeah.
All right. Good words of wisdom in any sport, I think, really.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us. Best luck in the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you.
Newton High School senior wrestler for the Newton girls, Ashlyn Van Manen, our guest on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Randy Van.